Fitness and bodybuilding for girls. Everything you do at the gym should be result and evidence-based. Never copy, never listen to workout advice. Let me explain what that means, and for that we will need to imagine a jogger. A young lady who just got into jogging and will jog for an hour for 5 days a week. Now we must jump forward in time, 2 years, and ask ourselves, did muscles on her legs grow larger? I think you will agree with me that the answer is yes. However, you will also note that they did not get bodybuilder large, because her legs adapted only once, just to the weight of her body. Initially. Now let us ask a second question. What if the moment she completed her training to run full hour non-stop, she started jogging with 3-pound dumbbells, and the moment she reliably finished her jog without getting exhausted, she went up to 5 pounds, and then 7.5 pounds. Would her legs develop more muscle to handle these challenges? That is a total of 14 pounds of weight for an hour that she added across about a year or two. I want to keep this realistic, but if you are not convinced by 14 pounds, consider working up to slowly jog with 20 pounds of weight per hand. Across 2 full years. Again, I think you will agree with me that her legs, and her entire body in fact, adapted by growing muscle. Her shoulders, her biceps, forearms, and lower back, and abdominal muscles, and upper and lower legs, just grew to handle the stress of heavy weight pulling down on it for an hour a day, maybe sometimes two. It is just not possible to slowly adapt to heavier weights across a couple of years and still stay skinny with little to no muscle. I want to emphasize that our jogger went through a challenging training phase where she was building up her endurance to jog non-stop for an hour. So it wasn't strength, but it was just that raw jogger endurance. Though this isn't about the joggers, I do recommend a couch to 5K for them, but at the gym, you may wish to use an interval timer. Now let us talk about lifting heavy, which I personally consider to be a total myth. I imagine someone looking to sound smart or sell something saw some bodybuilders on TV showing off in front of cameras, and they simply backfilled a story of how bodybuilding works. Sets and reps, and heavy things. The most obvious guess would be lift big to get big, but that's not how it works. Lifting big will stop you from lifting for long enough. The reality of lifting heavy is that people can only lift for seconds, nowhere near the necessary hour to send a loud and clear message to your body. And they must rest a lot, not because heavy is challenging their body, but probably just because it is cutting off their circulation. Furthermore, lifting heavy for 10 or 15 seconds has them cornered, as they are not lifting for long enough to adapt, and without adaptation, they can't lift for longer, and certainly can't hope to lift heavier. So their body will never adapt forward. They will always stay the same. They have cornered themselves. Now, if they lift heavy for 20 years, they will develop muscle. But it is the same muscle they can get in 2 years if you lift right and long and let your body adapt. Again, in my personal opinion, the wrong way is 10 times slower. So what takes you 2 years the normal way will require 20 to do it wrong. And even more than that, there are a couple of dirty tricks in here, because initially they will grow some muscle no matter what they lift or what they do, because they go from sitting around to actually lifting something that initially does challenge their body. They just can't recreate that challenge because they corner themselves with lifting too heavy and not for long enough. Again, because they aim to lift short and heavy, eventually their growth will cease. Second trick is people who used to be obese, who carried 100 or more pounds of extra weight for sometimes decades. If they lose their fat, they will have a lot of large muscle. But again, without a powerful exercise similar to the same challenges that they used to get, their muscles will fade. Their muscles will atrophy. It's the same effect that people on the space station suffer. It just takes months to lose what you don't use. So there are people with big muscles, but they either did it wrong for decades or used to be large and obese and actually needed and developed that muscle across their entire existence. That is not evidence that lifting heavy works more than once. I mean, it will show results initially, but then they plateau as they can't lift longer and heavier, and they never adapt twice or more. The evidence that you would want to see here would be 95% of heavy lifters at a generic gym growing muscles in just months, just like our dumbbell-carrying jogger. But what you see is the same old people with the same old muscle just getting older and older every decade. But you can imagine how old joggers who ran with dumbbells would adapt. Not 95% of joggers, but 100%. All the people who lift their highest for an hour every day would absolutely grow muscle. Now you see how our model jogger can grow muscles fast within just a couple of years, whether she's running with eventually heavier and heavier dumbbells, or better yet, twisting and turning with dumbbells at the gym, where she can lift above her head without worrying about falling. The rule here, just to make it clear, is to lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you must stop during your hard-earned 1 hour. And it is very important that you lift to the beats of songs, slow songs at first, one beat up and the next beat down, as that helps to break up your thoughts and helps you enter a trance. See? And that's it. Our jogger is never cornered. She is constantly challenging her body with a hard-earned hour. And the moment she finds comfort, she goes up a couple of pounds, challenging her body anew and preparing for the next weight increase, letting her body slowly adapt, slowly easing in to the next weight up. Again, twisting and turning, dancing and jogging with dumbbells is a full body exercise. All of her muscles grow in support of one another all the time, and she can speed up her music or even add another hour to the workout. you can see how that is 10 times or much, much faster than sitting at the gym or laying down, working out a couple of muscles at a time for perhaps 1 or 2 minutes total, where a person sits the other 55 or 58 minutes. Finally, bodybuilding is not just about becoming a warrior. It is an anti-aging and life extension technique.